الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. My dear respected brothers, elders, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent messengers, prophets, one after the other. From Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all the way till Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the prophets to this dunya was to guide mankind, make them understand the reality of this world, to make them understand the reality of life, to explain to them that there is a creator who created the whole world, who created you and me, who created fire of hell, who created Jannah, the heaven, and he created them for a purpose. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam with his wife to this world, they lived in this world praising Allah, worshipping Allah, till they part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them away. People followed their ways of worshipping one Allah till time came where at that time people, what they used to do when amongst them someone very high in status, very religious, used to pass away, they used to keep a picture of them, just to remember them, for the remembrance. Those children, and they used to keep it in their homes, but still these people used to worship only one Allah. But just imagine the children who do not understand anything. They watch the parents worshipping Allah. But at the same time, they had the picture of a servant, a very pious person. So the children used to think that our parents are praising Allah. At the same time, they're praising this person. Na'udhu billah. So generation passed by, passed on, till they started making statues of pious people. For remembrance, they started with a good intention. But remember, shaitan is going around and injecting people. Oh, it's good. Someone very religious in your community has passed away. Do you just want to forget these people? This is shaitan influencing people. Make something so that, you know, you look at them and it reminds you to worship Allah. So they started to make statues of those pious people. So they did. Again, the children, they watch the parents praying to Allah. The parents are praying to Allah. The children are seeing that these, our parents, our forefathers, were praying to the statues. This is how idol worshipping started. Till people, those children grew up and they started to believe along with Allah we worship these statues. So they built more statues for them to worship. So they built more. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He sent them with the same message. Believe in one Allah. Do not ascribe partners with Allah. Shirk. Do not ascribe partners with Allah. And if you let go of this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He will forgive all the sins. Any sins He will forgive except shirk. Except that is which is ascribing partners with Allah. If someone's doing that, Allah will not forgive that. But anything apart from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So the messengers, the prophets came one after the other with the same mission to guide mankind from the evil path and take them to the light, from dark to the light. Prophets came with the same worry and concern. How can we make the people understand who Allah is and to follow our ways? That if they follow our ways, they will be successful. If they follow the ways of the shaitan, it will take them to fire of hell. These prophets that came to this dunya, they wept throughout the night for the ummah. They did not just sleep whilst their companions and their people, the ummah, were sleeping. No, they wept because they knew the reality, what they will face if they disobey Allah and if they disobey the prophets. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the people who save themselves from fire of hell, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ and enter themselves into paradise, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. These people are successful. The people who are successful today in this world will be those who have saved themselves from fire of hell and entered themselves into paradise. فَقَدْ فَازْ. And the same mission. The books were revealed. The four major books were revealed for the people, for them to understand and to follow what is right and let go from what is wrong. At the time of Isa alayhi salam, there were big doctors. Let's go to Musa alayhi salam before. The whole community, the people at that time, they were known for doing magic. They were known for doing magic. The best magician, so and so is the best magician. The whole community, the whole land were known for magic. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show them the reality? is when Fir'aun gathered the biggest magician of the country to challenge Musa alayhi salam. With magician is just illusion, deceiving of our eyes. Nothing real. It's just ropes, sticks that deceive us and make us think that this is snake. This is a serpent. It's all illusion. Whereas when the magician dropped the sticks, the ropes, it turned into serpents, snakes. But this is just illusion. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam to drop his staff, his stick, then that was an illusion, that was real, is a big serpent that came and ate everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged them. Isa alayhi salam, the time where it was known for doctors, the biggest doctors. But can doctors even till today cure the dead? Get the dead alive? No. Isa alayhi salam as prophet, Allah gave him the power to heal the blind and get the dead to alive. Can any doctors do this even till today? Even for blind? Those who are blind? No. And the last of all the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was all about poem. Sha'ir. People were known to be great poet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't read or didn't write, but the Quran challenged all the poets in that time. The smallest surah was to challenge, but they failed. The people, the poets, they failed to challenge. Why? Because these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this world again with the same mission. And this mission is to guide us from the wrong path and take us to the light. And shaitan, in between this process, shaitan is always with every single one of us. Every single one of us, he is trying his best to take us away from the right place. Shaitan is trying his best to take us away from the right place and take us towards fire of hell. And these prophets have the worry and concern for the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, this is Allah, whom we know, the creator of the heavens, who created the seven heavens and the earth. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the seven heavens one on top of the other. He then says to people, he then says to mankind that look at the creation of Allah. Can you take any fault from the creation of Allah? No. فَرُجِعِ الْبَصَرُ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبُ. The sight will return back to them in humiliation. When they try to look and take a force from the creation of Allah, it will return to them in humiliation. Why? Because the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something, there's nothing wrong with this. Almighty Allah, who sent these messengers, these prophets to us, And the last of all prophets, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this Prophet, he gave the last book, the Holy Quran. And only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, it says in the Quran, the purpose of our life is, it is in the Quran, Allah says, worship is our maqsad. Worshipping Allah is our maqsad. Worshipping Allah. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That we have created mankind and jinn for our worship. This is our purpose. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the creation is that worship Allah alone and follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have many ways to follow the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Education online, education, you know, there's so many courses going on, there's so many ways of seeking the knowledge of this deen, the seeking the knowledge of Quran, the seeking of the knowledge of hadith. There's so many ways. It's not the way of how Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, how they learn. They travel for just for one hadith, for 2-3 months they travel. It comes that Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, what he done, he didn't have enough money for education, for hadith, he sold his clothes, everything. He didn't have any food, he was biting on leaves, just to take this hadith. Today we have everything in front of us. When we're learning the Quran, we're eating, drinking. So this hadith, the ways of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to follow him. Look at his lifestyle, look at his seerah, and learn and bring those into our lives. Because why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِضُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ On the day of Qiyamah, man will be running away from his brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ From his mother, from his father. Look at all those beloved people. When we were in this world, who was amongst our beloved people? Our wives, our children. And then, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ Our parents. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ And our brothers, our friends, they were beloved to us. But people will be fleeing away from each other. Why? Because they will take our rewards away from us. Why? Allah says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ Everyone on that day will be thinking about themselves, saying, يَا نَفْسِي يَا نَفْسِي What will Allah do to me today? Everyone will be all over the place. The stress, the thinking, what is in front of us? What decision Allah will make for us? We've got the heaven, we've got the hell. And the punishment when the sun will be brought down, people will be sweating. And there will be some of the, amongst the people, there will be some who will be drowned in their own sweat. Some, the sweat will come to the knees, the hips, the shoulders. They will be punished. On that day, people will look out for the highest person who's got the highest status in the eyes of Allah. So who are they? Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Who came to this world for the purpose. Who came to this world with the worry and concern. How can they help the ummah? How can they help the people? فَيَذْهَبُونَ إِلَىٰ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ Everyone will go to Adam alayhi salam. They will say, Ishfa'alana ya Adam. Intercede for us, O Adam, in front of Allah. Adam alayhi salam will say,
اذهبوا الى غيري.
Go away from us, please. Today I don't know what Allah will do to me today. اذهبوا الى غيري.
اذهبوا الى نوح عليه السلام والسلام.
Go to Nuh alayhi salam. He shall intercede for you. This is us, people who are here, and those who are left as well, and those who will come on the day of judgment. Hadith of Bukhari. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then people will then فَيَذْهَبُونَ إِلَى نُوحٍ, will go one to Nuh alayhi salam and say, اشْفَعَ لَنَا يَا نُوحٍ. Oh Nuh alayhi salam, intercede for us in front of your Lord. Just imagine how much people will be panicking. Nuh alayhi salam will say, يَا نَفْسِي يَا نَفْسِي. He will say, يَا نَفْسِي يَا نَفْسِي. اذهبوا الى غيري, go away from me. Go to
اذهبوا الى موسى عليه الصلاه والسلام.
Everyone will panic in and everyone will run to موسى عليه السلام. فيذهبون الى موسى عليه الصلاه والسلام. Everyone will go to موسى عليه السلام and will beg, يا موسى اشفع لنا يا موسى. Yo Allah, Allah, when you were in this world, Allah gave you the laqab of Kalamullah. You spoke to Allah. You're very close to Allah. Intercede for us. Who spoke to Allah. Intercede for Ishfa' lana ya Musa. Musa alayhi salam will say, اذهبوا إلى غيري. He will say the same thing. اذهبوا إلى عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. Go to Isa alayhi salatu was salam. He shall intercede for you. They will go to Isa alayhi salam. He will say the same thing. He will say, اذهبوا إلى غيري. And then people just, this is just, you know, Isa alayhi salam. After Isa alayhi salam, that's it. Then Isa alayhi salam will say, اذهبوا إلى آخر النبي محمد مصطفى مجتبى شفيعنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Everyone will go to Musa. Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم will say, اشفع لنا يا محمد. Intercede for us, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have the worry and concern for every single one of us. Today, just analyze ourselves. Every single one of us on the day of Qiyamah, forget about his daughters, forget about his wives. He will say, he will go down into sajda and he will say, Ya Ummati, Ya Ummati. Oh my people, oh my people. Not my wives, my daughters. Oh my people, this is you and me. Allah will say, Irfa ra'sak ya Muhammad. Stand up, O Muhammad. Ishfa'tu shaffa'. Intercede. I shall grant you intercession. I shall grant you intercession. And on that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will intercede for the people who believed in him, who said the kalima, who believed in one Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Allah says in the Quran, O Muhammad, tell your people, if they say they love me, tell them to follow your ways. Today we need to bring the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. We need to bring the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Not the ways of the West, not the ways of other people, but the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other people, will they intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah? No. It is only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, tell the people to follow your ways, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah, tell them, if they follow your ways, Allah will love them and Allah will forgive them. Why? Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Because Allah is ghafur, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. This is why, my dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, this is the time where we have to let go of the ways of the things that will not benefit us in the hereafter. Let's choose the ways that will benefit us today and in the life hereafter. And this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way, if we follow the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be rewarded in this world and in the life hereafter, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanak Allahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Amen.